All right, everyone. It's Red TV with the Grim Lord here. Just me doing Mega Man. It did so well on BitChute. I couldn't believe how well it did on BitChute. So let's go ahead and just go right back into my favorite cartoon as a child, Mega Man. Electric Nightmare, written by Jeffrey Scott. Okay, that was actually kind of corny and funny, but whatever, it worked. Yup, that was pretty much his power, but I've never seen it used on humans before. I thought robots weren't allowed to harm humans. With like a classic game controller? Single joystick. Yep, it's just gonna use a regular old joystick, like a fight.
But I'm afraid you're not in control yet.
Yes, I am!
I'm going to make paper dolls out of you!
What?
Hey, Gutsman, what do you show when you're cutting down a tree?
Timber?
What?
Smile, Megatwerk. I want to get a picture of your last moment on Earth.
Thanks for the rain. Now I'll have.
What the hell? I didn't know it came with sunglasses or like a sunshield.
You really got a charge out of that one.
In hell, you get a charge out of this.
Hey, what's happening?
It's only the second episode. Like the second episode? What they're doing, they're making little models, and I don't know, man. I guess that's what Dr. Wily does to pass the time. And toast, apparently.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to unveil my latest 9000 series domestic robots. First, there's Dolores the Robo Nanny. She feeds and changes diapers in one easy operation. Then there's Morris, the Robo Butler. He can pick
looks like Alfred.
And doubles as a chauffeur. And finally, there's Doris, the Robo Maid. She cooks and cleans and never complains.
Man.
But I don't do windows.
Well,
they need one of those with the Russian accent.
I'm glad Dr. Light designed a better Robo Maid. Now I'll have more time to concentrate on being a robo hero.
No offense, Roll, but I think you better stick to your house.
The answer on Bruce. Feminism? No. Play with a babe.
What am I going to do about your constant misbehaving?
Try designing a robo dog catcher.
What was that?
Sounded like an explosion.
Come on, Rush, let's check it out.
I love how it's just called the Power Company. Yep, he's still hurting those humans. He made them faint, but still that's considered harm.
You got here 30 seconds earlier in our war game. Sorry to disappoint you, Robo Bro. Did I win or lose?
You were destroyed by me!
Really? In that case, I'll have to return the favor.
Wow. He's a mirror on him. They always do shit you could never do in the game. What the hell? You could just unscrew the fucking light bulb out for Bright Man? And use it as a weapon? Bullshit! Oh, shit! Wow, he's got the Wily capsule. Doesn't have his UFO though, that's unfortunate. I guess he's waterproof. Whoa, shit. Super steel, huh?
Only now, it's keeping me in!
Yeah, that acid was pouring pretty quick, too. Pharaoh Man this time. What, they just went back to the power company when Mega Man was busy? Wow. Okay.
We're under attack by Dr. Wily. Send in the army.
I think you've got the wrong number.
Yeah, he would have been eaten by now. That's fucking acid.
would bar the outside of the bathroom door.
Oh no!
Wow, he just happens to have a tool that... Okay.
Good timing, Dr. Light. Another second and I would have been mega mush.
Mega Man, what happened?
Someone tried to dissolve me.
It appears we've got a spy in the lab.
Oh, swell. But who?
Couldn't be the Russian maid, right?
Yes. Please clean up this mess.
Right away, sir.
I've got a sneaking suspicion the butler did it.
There's no time to worry about that. Something's coming in over the emergency satellite scanner.
Damn! Holy shit!
Dr. Wily's using the electricity to control everything in the city.
So that's what he was doing at the power plant.
I must figure out some way to stop him.
Come on, Rush. We gotta help those innocent people. Rush?
Yep, it's gotta be the damn Russian spy, right? Uh-oh.
I've been looking all over for you. We got work to do. Let's burn pot.
So long, Mega Man.
How did she become evil in the first place? Always Cutsman and Gutler.
Get ready to join the junkies.
They use them way too much, at least in the beginning. They just fuck up people's cars and, like, I mean, does Dr. Wily get the bill? Shit, I'm gonna bill Dr. Wily my goddamn insurance. I'm like, yeah, hey, your robot just smashed my fucking car. It's like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Look at my fucking car!
And my hunch is whoever did this is the one who gave me an acid bath.
What the hell?
There's no time to worry about that now. Come on.
Wow. It's like that movie Pulse. You're gonna get a workout. An exercise bike? The blender? That's an egg beater, yeah. Oh shit! How does that even work? That shit's not even electric! The weight machine, I ain't seen an electric weight machine.
trouble.
Good thing I got here in time.
Mega, where are you?
Welcome to the cosmetic department.
Hey, let me go!
Not before I give you that beauty treatment.
What the hell? The soda machine's attacking. Damn.
I doubt that's covered under warranty.
No! Stop!
Roll! I don't think you've got the color right.
Huh? She's a clown girl now.
No, she's mine.
And at that time, millions of young men discovered a fetish. The clown girl. Oh. Then they got their first Korean. Ouch. I cannot unsee that.
Our only chance is for Dr. Light to find a way to stop him at the source.
What the hell? There's shit that isn't even electric. Like, where is the hot dog thing? It's not even a machine, it's a fucking cart.
This train will take us back to the lab safely.
Dr. Wily didn't get control of the fucking city. He got control of the city and magic powers. He can control shit that doesn't even have any wires in it.
Hey, good boy, Rush. It's coming back.
There must be somewhere Wily can't get to us.
Quick, down here. That way.
So I am stepping down as your governor and turning over the state to Dr. Wily.
Yeah, because I'm a cook.
Official act of business, I'm placing my trusted friends in all key positions. You can relax now. You're all in good hands. Got to stop that maniac before he can do any more harm. Ah, there. This should do the trick.
Dr. Light, look out!
Hasta la vista,
amigo. Damn. Wow. There's a lot of shit in this that you're like, if you have a robot waifu fetish, it's like the equivalent of Goro to have this shit. This is a real thing, folks. There's people that don't like to see robot dismemberment if they have a robot waifu fetish, because it's considered Goro to them. I've actually seen this talked about, so... Yeah, this show had Goro moments for fucking people that were into robot waifus. And I just saw, like, two fucking Goro moments in a regular cartoon show. I mean, I like robot waifus. That kind of freaked me out a little bit, but not so much like, oh! But it is definitely like what you would consider robot Goro. Dismemberment, anything like that. Somebody posted a picture of a robot waifu with the head in its hands, and it fucking freaked somebody out. So, yeah, they probably couldn't watch this show.
I guess there's only one thing to do when you can't trust the police department. Call the fire department.
Fire department, huh?
Not so fast, little brother. If you're really my brother, Proto Man, you'll do the right thing and let me stop Dr. Wily's crazy scheme.
It wouldn't seem so crazy if you'd join us, bro.
Not a chance.
Have it your way.
Wow! That really stings my circuits! This ought to fix Proto Man.
Oh shit! Man.
What's happening? I'm losing control.
Nope, they don't work anymore.
Lost control.
Why, you overgrown circuit breaker, Phantom Man? Destroy Mega Man. So you command. So it shall be done.
Oh, dude, he's got a cool voice actor.
Now to finish you off.
Yeah, I really like the tone there. Got the Pharaoh shot. You're fucked now.
Security circuit built into it.
Now that Dr. Wily's taken care of, what about his robo-spy Doris?
Oh, don't worry about her. I reprogrammed her into Rush's personal servant.
Yes, sir, Mr. Doggy, sir. Right away, sir, Mr. Doggy, sir.
All right, so that was Mega Man episode 2, the power episode. My god, again, it was like that 98 movie called Pulse, which is kind of hard to find. I mean, I think it's on YouTube for like $3, but yeah, it's basically a guy literally fighting with all his appliances, the washing machine and all that kind of stuff. So when I saw this, I was like, oh man, it's pretty crazy. But again, I think it's hilarious that Wily had control of shit that had no electronic component whatsoever. It's like the hot dog cart for some odd reason. It's just, I mean, you could say, oh, it's the future, but dude, I know technology. And that hot dog cart had no technology in it. It was fucking coming after him. So Wally had fucking like magic powers and everything. And the governor's like, well, I've decided to resign and step aside. And yeah, I don't know, man. They just kind of let him have the city so easily. It's crazy. If Mega Man weren't there, that whole city would just be completely fucked, because nobody has any balls to, like, stand up to Wily or nothing. I don't know. Maybe he's got the robots. They kind of worried. And it seems like these robots do want to harm humans and destroy shit. Like, again, if they destroyed my fucking car like that, you know, I'd be fucking pissed, you know. I'm paying on this thing. Fucking Guts Man comes by. Oof, boom! Hey, motherfucker, you're gonna pay for that. Hey, you watch me. It's like, nah, nah. Wily's getting my fucking bill. He's like, you better find a damn way to, I don't know, sell some parts or something. You're going to repair my goddamn vehicle. All right, with that, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for episode 2 of Mega Man on Red TV.